Good evening. That we were last week asked if we would sit in the dark. I suggest we were quite prepared to do that, but since we are short in numbers tonight, of course, we have another annoying holiday period, I wondered whether you would want that done or not. I can quite easily extinguish all the lights if you wish.
It would be much better if we wait until we have all of you together.
I thought that might be so. Thank you.
It always benefits the work to be done before laughter.
Yes. You should have explained that to us several times. That's why I thought it might be so tonight.
Yes, you see, the instrument for using words must be present for that occasion.
I see.
It is unnecessary for me to go into details about this.
Yes, sir, we quite accept that, thank you.
I would like to begin this time by speaking to the lady that we knew as Margaret.
Yes?
I hope that she has been aware of my presence with her, because she has been in need of some help in the kitchen. I am happy that she has felt this to be so. Be concerned. Happier days will be with you soon. Now, I know you will probably want some questions this time, but I wish to speak to you, dear friend. And say also that there is one with us who has the desire to use you for speaking.
Yes.
You should have been aware of him around you sometimes, but because he comes to you in your sleep state, you possibly do not remember.
I must say I don't remember particularly.
It would be our desire, if you agree, that he try to use you for words this time.
Certainly.
You will be fully protected, and we will ask the lady who sits close by to help with your return.
Okay.
Are you happy to do this?
Yes, of course, quite happy to do it.
His desire and need is great, but he fully understands if you do not wish
dream of refusing, I shall be very pleased. If he does wish to use me, I shall be very pleased to help him in any way I can.
Can we then say that a little later you retire to the chair and allow him to come to you?
Yes, certainly.
We thank you for this.
It's my pleasure to be able to help.
This one can bring you the knowledge also.
Thank you. Yes, we should be very pleased to hear about that.
I think that this subject is so important for you all that it too would be beneficial if all of you members are gathered together.
Yes.
For that reason, may we leave it until then.
Yes, of course. I'm always quite happy to be guided by you in these matters.
Now, do we have questions this time?
Yes, if I might begin, as usual. I have always been concerned about evolution of the animal kingdom. Namely the animal kingdom. You have told us that there are intelligences who have the responsibility for overseeing all aspects of natural life. I've often been puzzled when we consider the theory of evolution, how it is that species have evolved because there must be a time, particularly when there is a considerable evolving, when the animal in question is neither one thing nor another. And I think that is fairly self-explanatory if we think about it. An animal that took to the seas from land, there must have been a time when it was neither sea animal nor land animal. Now, does that evolution extend over many centuries, or do the intelligences responsible for that particular animal, are they able to, in effect, make an instant change in its characteristics, or do they decide what is going to happen to it in respect of its evolution? I'm sorry it's such a long question. I think you understand it.
I understand fully, my friend.
Okay.
It is a complex issue of that, you know.
Yes.
But I have said there are intelligences for all forms of life. Nature provides, this has to be so.
Yes, you have told us.
When you speak of intelligences and can they bring forward evolution, as you put it, in a way this could be interference, so we cannot allow this to be so.
Mm-hmm.
Evolution takes place within the natural order of life. So you talk of much time of evolvement. The intelligence that we speak of involved with all forms of life are there for support, not to interfere in change or growth. I think you will know more when we speak of energy. I think the explanation will become clearer to you. because of course the subject is encased within the world of energy.
Yes, of course.
I have to say about evolution as a mass subject that much has been spoken, but not all is quite correct. Although your scientists have been moving in the right direction within the last few hundred years, but not quite so. But hopefully all will be explained more clearly to you when we speak about the subject of energy. Because after all life form is energy.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, I can quite understand that.
So you see, each, how can we put it, each stage of evolution is in fact a change of energy.
So a change could be immediate, could it?
No.
No.
No. No.
Now this is what puzzles me.
Yes, no. That would be in the form of a form of interference.
Yes, I quite understand.
It cannot be so.
Yes, I can understand that.
It does not follow the natural laws.
No.
So. But we will return to that when we speak about energy.
Good, thank you. I'd like to have a clarification of it.
It is a complex issue which can be clarified to you.
Okay.
In simplistic terms.
Thank you very much. I've puzzled about it for a long, long time.
That is why it has taken so long for the subject to come to you.
Yes. Yes, some of the concepts which have been published are far too glib for me to accept them.
Remember always that throughout your earthly history, mankind has changed what it finds to be and changes its mind so often to suit itself.
Yes, you're right there.
But that is not to say it is a fault in mankind.
No.
It is part of his seeking, mm-hmm. part of his search for knowledge.
Right.
So there is nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But we will return, my friend, and we will clarify the situation.
Thank you, that would be most interesting.
But it does fall within the energy which we wish to speak about.
But you have cleared one major point which bothered me. That is, the intelligence is responsible for these particular aspects of life have to be confined by the natural laws in any case and can't interfere. So they can't make a decision which would alter an animal, a bird, a fish.
It has to be within the natural world.
Mm-hmm.
That cannot be altered.
Mm-hmm. Well, that certainly clarifies that, still in my mind. Thank you very much. And I look forward to, well, we all look forward to hearing more about energy when it's convenient for you to do so. Thank you. That would be very, very interesting. Thank you so much.
All I will say about energy is just the basic
fact. Yes. Yes, I think we all accept that much more realistically now than we could do when you first began speaking to us.
Yes. It will help you to understand how this evolution has taken place in the world, not only in the world, but in others.
Yes. that's another subject which interests us all, the existence of other worlds. And we hope to have more information about those in due course, too. We're a bit greedy for information. Questions, anybody? George?
Well, could I add to that? One of our modern philosophers, David Brown, he talks about in relation to changes in animal species. He talks about what he calls an implicit order as being a non-material realm, which is in resonance with the forms in our material world, and he talks of the changes in species as arising out of that energy resonance. Would that line of thought shed any light on our understanding of evolution?
Yes, that will be encompassed within the talk about energy. One you speak about is on the right track, I must tell you, when he speaks about this subject. And yes, he will encompass it within our talk. But yes, I would say he is mostly correct in what I would say is his theorizing at this particular time. But he certainly is taking right steps forward in this
meeting. Oh, thank you. I'm pleased to hear that. I felt he might be on the right track.
Yes.
Another question, anybody?
I have one more. We have talked about stone circles and about energy to some extent. But I've been studying lately the place Avebury, which is rather more than a stone circle. I rather think it might be an ancient temple built into the landscape, and it seems to be surrounded by white horses cut into the hillsides, and many tumuli. It seems quite a remarkable place, and it is almost at the centre of a large ley line that runs right across the country. You have said before that the stone circles do connect with energy. I fancy this is a rather special place. Can you enlarge on that at all?
Yes, my friend, I would not term it a special place, because throughout your world there are many of these places, some as yet unknown, as I have previously told you. But of course, these energy lines, as you call them, ley lines, are part of the Earth's energy pattern. This is well known within your world now. So I do not wish to term any one particular place as special, because you see, it is part of your Earth's pattern. There is no one particular spot upon your world which is so special. Can you understand? The as you call them. There was meaning within the minds of the people of the times when these stones were erected, and we have spoken of them before. But again, I will say, your understanding will be a little fuller when we discuss energy.
That place was thought to be special at the time.
I know many of these places are within the human mind, although that special. But I can tell you now, we do not think of them as special places. They are natural occurrences within the world. I hope that has helped you.
Yes, it has.
On the subject of resonances and energies, I think I would be right in saying that in the times when the Bible was written, approximately 2,000 years ago, there were many wise people who knew much more about fields of energy than we do nowadays. And it was that knowledge which enabled the walls of Jericho to be demolished. It wasn't just the blowing trumpets, I believe. It was a special and particular resonance produced by those trumpets which caused the collapse of the walls. Would that be right?
I think here we speak of stories within your Christian Bible,
mm-hmm.
which in fact you should not take it to. I would disagree slightly in what you need to be sure in this particular aspect of the history. But we will come back to that. You cannot associate all things as being used by people's of knowledge. And this is one of them.
I see.
Are you happy?
Oh yes, quite happy, thanks. Well, again, it was something which puzzled me, and in trying to find a logical answer, of course, that's the only one I could presume to would be the case.
Many of the ancient civilizations had greater knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
This also we have touched upon.
You have?
And that knowledge was far superior to that which you retain today. It has been lost through the civilization, and it is something that could be regained if you wish, but I'm afraid mankind has lost so much,
mm-hmm.
which should be natural to them.
Yes,
it is not something strange, it is not something that you should pray for. It is something all of these energies are within each and every one of you. They are there if you so desire to use them. All the initial time and your development of them to be able to do the one.
Yes, we begin to understand. I think we can understand more once we accept that though we don't understand energy or the forces of energy, if we accept energy as being life, or the essence of life, if you wish to put it that way, we might get nearer to an understanding of energy.
I would say this to you before I leave you and continue the development, that your businesses today have made an analogy of the perfect form of energy which my dear friend is the human body. They have made the analogy you wish